Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, Mel is on the phone, and she wants to call a dude named Evan. Mm. Apparently, they had a great date. They actually talked online for 2 months before they even went out, and then when they had their date, something went horribly wrong. Because Mel had something in her car. Something that she didn't want anybody to know about. And unfortunately, she thinks that might be one of the reasons that he's not calling her back. Because at the end of the date, everything was going fine and they walked out and she said, "Don't look in my car." And she thinks maybe he looked. And Mel, I don't know what you had in your car, but I'm thinking you shouldn't have drawn attention to what was in there.
Okay, you're probably right. But I mean, it wasn't that bad. It's just I had a lot of stuff in there.
Is it a lot of stuff like your gym bag and your work stuff, or is it like a lot of old food wrappers and dirty?
Well, it's mostly like the gym bag and stuff, but there might be a couple bags of food.
Okay.
But it's not like a big deal. I mean, I could clean it out in just a couple minutes. I just didn't have time to do it before I drove there.
Are you sure there's no bodies of former boyfriends in there?
No, I'm pretty sure.
You probably don't even know underneath all the other stuff. Okay.
Pretty messy. One of those guys could have gotten lost somewhere.
Well, we're about to call Evan and get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling you back. Do you have any last words before we make the phone call?
I
just really hoping that there's like a good reason, and maybe it's something really simple that can be solved. Because I can't tell you, I was so happy and just felt so good at the end of our date. I'm just kind of baffled by all this.
Oh, man, I'm nervous, and now I'm going to be really sad for you if this doesn't work out.
I'm going to be sad, too.
All right, well, on that note, I'll dial the phone number and get him on the phone and see what he has to say. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Evan, please?
Yeah, this is he. Mask is calling?
Yes, you may. This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Do you have any idea who I am or where I'm calling from or anything?
No, but I mean, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, my name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning. On the phone are also Brooke and Jose.
Hey, what up?
Hi, Evan.
How many are there more people?
No.
No, this is it right here.
Just us.
All right. Do you need something? What?
We do. Yeah. We got an email about you from one of our listeners.
What?
Her name is Mel, and you guys went out on a date the other day.
Whoa. No. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No, you did, right? Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went on. But why is she... No.
What do you mean,
yeah, no?
It's not a question. It's a statement.
So, let me explain to you, okay? We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up giving them the cold shoulder after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So, you've been kind of avoiding Mel, and she was hoping maybe we could talk to you and figure out why.
Oh, come on. This is low. This is not.
What is low?
This is not a thing.
No, it's
What's
not.
Low about it? I mean, she was really into you, man. She said that you guys talked for 2 months leading up to the date.
I mean, yeah, but that's none of your business.
Well, she sort of made it our business, so now we're on the phone with you asking why you don't want to see her again.
Dude, I mean...
You could have just told her to begin with, and we would have avoided all of this.
I don't know. She's not the woman I envision myself being with.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Is it a looks thing? Is that what you're implying?
Oh, no, I'm not that superficial.
So it's about her personality, not her looks. That's cool, too.
I don't know what's worse.
It's who she is as a person.
Whoa, that is deep, man.
What don't you like about her as a person? We talked to her, you know, and found out a little bit about your date, and she sounded cool to me. Sounded nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's a very nice girl.
Okay.
Which is kind of the problem. I mean, nice girls are good to work with. They're good to have as sisters. That's not what I'm into.
Wait, she's nice and you don't like her because you want a bad girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Oh, wow.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, she's not mean enough.
Mean?
Like, you wanted her to insult you, or?
The woman I'm attracted to needs to have an edge.
Okay, and what does that mean for you? How do you define a woman with an edge?
Just like she's got this air of danger about her,
oh.
You know, a little off the cuff, something not right.
Something not right.
Not all there.
Slightly mentally unstable is kind of what you're looking for?
No. I want a girl that, you know, can lash out kind of on a moment's notice. For like no reason.
Okay.
Like
so,
that doesn't surprise me.
Whoa.
All right. So you're looking for a girl who's a little bipolar.
No, but it's just that these nice girls, what you see is what you get, and that's no fun.
Okay.
I
guess there's something for everybody out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of women like you're describing that are looking for a guy who likes that.
Yeah, that's why on our date, I brought up politics. You know, politics are the perfect opportunity to argue about something.
What?
And then she just ended up agreeing with everything that I said, and it was it's really boring.
I kind of get what you're saying, but I feel like you guys talked and texted for 2 months leading up to this date. Didn't you realize she was a nice person before you tried to bait her with politics?
I mean, hey, I'm not the same person over text as I am in real life, and I was kind of hoping she was the same way.
Okay, so you're hoping she was just playing sweet to lure you to dinner, and then she was just going to rip your head off about something.
You never know with some women. There's always this mystery around them, but with her, there wasn't any.
Oh, no, mystery.
Well,
wow.
Evan, there is a little bit of mystery because she's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
What? She is?
Yep. Hi, Evan.
I didn't mean for you to hear all that. I'm sorry.
This is the absolute dumbest reason I have ever heard or could even imagine to not like someone. I'm too nice.
Yeah, it's just what I like. And I just wasn't that into, you know, how nice you were being. You weren't mean at all. There was no fire there.
That sounds so ridiculous.
Weird.
Well, this is officially the stupidest thing you have ever done in your entire life. And I'm starting to like really kind of question that. I thought you seemed so intelligent and thoughtful and rational, and you're really turning that around for me. I'm not quite so sure about your IQ anymore. I'm not sure how many intelligent conversations we could have. Is that more what you like? Is that what you're after?
Look, she's so nice at the end of it. Wait, does that satisfy you?
No, I'm not gonna lie. That turned me on a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I can be a mean girl.
You're like a masochist.
I'm not like that, guys. I just like a girl with a little bit of edge. And like, I know she's trying right now, but that's the point, is she has to try.
Yeah, Mel, you should not have to try to be a horrible person. You should just be a horrible person.
Seriously, because we agree on like politics, we can't sit and watch cable news and get riled up and yell at the TV. We have to yell at each other.
Hey. Good point, Mel. Maybe you guys have things that you can get angry on together.
I just want someone to go after like me a little bit. Call me out on my stuff. I don't need anyone to be yelling at Anderson Cooper for me.
You want to be yelling for Anderson Cooper, and you want them to be behind you about to hit you over the head with a frying pan because they disagree.
I'm starting to think it could be easier and easier to yell at you, Evan.
I was like, maybe I could become that person.
Yeah.
You know, you say that, but I don't think it's actually in you. I think when push comes to shove, you're just going to be very pleasant.
Oh,
Mel.
Why didn't you man up and just tell me that?
Oh, there you go. Evan, she's questioning your manhood.
Are you questioning my manhood?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, apparently that's what you do like, and you're going to sit there and take it like you should.
Oh, Mel!
I feel like we're getting in the middle of something now.
You know, this is kind of riling me up. It's not a bad thing.
Whoa!
Well, now that you're all riled up, Evan, would you like to go out on a second date with Mel? We will pay for it.
Yeah, bro.
You know, if she can keep this up, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, Mel, don't go out with him. It's not bad that what he wants, but like, you don't need to change who you are, Mel.
I think you're right. I don't think there's a thing as being too nice, and no, I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, really?
What are you talking about? You called me. You had these people call me.
So now you're into it, Evan.
Well, it's a good thing I did, because I found out what you're really like, and now I won't keep thinking you were so amazing. I know the truth.
Oh!
Well, I just found out what you were like, and I like it.
You like it.
So now Mel, Evan is officially interested,
although
now you don't want to go out with him, right?
No, yeah, I'm done.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
That came full circle. It really did.
Mel, thank you for doing the second date update today. I'm sure you can find a guy out there who likes a nice lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Evan?
Yeah.
You can keep trying for a date with Mel. And if that doesn't work, I got some ex-girlfriend's numbers for you. You would love them. Oh, my God.